Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are making our way through this long, amazing book that promises a blessing for us, Revelation chapter 12 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. A great sign was seen in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child. She cried out in pain, laboring to give birth. Another sign was seen in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head 7 crowns. His tail drew 1/3 of the stars of the sky and threw them to the earth. The dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that there they may nourish her 1,260 days. There was war in the sky. Michael and his angels made war on the dragon. The dragon and his angels made war. They didn't prevail. No place was found for them any more in heaven. The great dragon was thrown down, the old serpent, he who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night. They overcame him because of the Lamb's blood and because of the word of their testimony. They didn't love their life even to death. Therefore, rejoice, heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and to the sea, because the devil has gone down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has but a short time." When the dragon saw he was thrown down to earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. 2 wings of the great eagle were given to the woman that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, so that she might be nourished for a time and times and a half a time from the face of the serpent. The serpent spewed water out of his mouth after the woman like a river, that he might cause her to be carried away by the stream. The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon spewed out of his mouth. The dragon grew angry with the woman and went away to make war with the rest of her offspring who keep God's commandments and hold Jesus's testimony. Mind if I pray for you? Wow, Lord, this is rich and amazing. And we can see some echoes here of the birth of Jesus and just so many different layers and levels to this, and also just this idea of spiritual warfare and those parts of scripture that remind us of what happened to Satan, and that he does have limited power. He has a short time left, and so he's definitely wreaking havoc, but he's also known as the accuser of the brothers and the sisters. And so, Lord, that's where I kind of want to camp today in my prayer. Lord, you are for us, not against us. Your blood has set us free from sin and death. And now, therefore, any of those condemnations that come are not from you, because the scripture says there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So therefore, this accuser of the brethren has been a voice that's been in our world for a really long time. And we see the fruit of it all the time in our world today. People have been ensnared and captured by this accusatory tone. And Lord, forgive us for that. It's rough and it's rocky down here on earth. And Lord, I also think about how maybe when I'm entertaining those kinds of thoughts and I am accusing myself day and night before the throne of God, I'm not acting in accordance to what your Holy Spirit would want for me. And so for those of us with overactive consciences, for those of us who are our own best bully, Lord, I pray you would deliver us today. Deliver us from the evil one, from his voice of condemnation. And I pray that we would have open ears to hear the songs that you sing over us, songs of deliverance, songs of joy, songs of delight, Lord, because you do delight in your children. You have ransomed us with your blood. You have brought us into your family, and we are your beloved children. Help us to rest in that today. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cricket Keith, and she has a new book released called Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times. This is put out by Moody, and she tested this out on a live audience, and so she got to get really good feedback about what worked and what didn't work. One of the questions that's answered here is, where do you go when life overwhelms you? And she says, before the throne. God's people know they can turn to him when times get tough. Amen to that. Instead of trying to fix things on your own, we can enter God's throne room in prayer. Well, of course, now I'm very interested and excited about that since I do pray for you every single day. The access granted to us by Jesus, our high priest, is our comfort when the world is turned upside down. You'll be encouraged and your faith will be strengthened in the study of 8 prayer warriors from Scripture who turned to God when times became difficult. So she's unlocking 8 prayers for you in a Bible study format. You can find out more at cricketkeith.com/books, and her name has an unusual spelling. It's CRICKETTKEETH. So 2 T's, 2 E's. And you can also find Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times, anywhere books are sold. Cricket, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the podcast, we have some slots opening up soon. And you can just email Kristen, my assistant, at, here's the email address, it's newsletter@marydemuth.com. Thanks so much and have a great day.